This is the fifth chapter of part 4 Poetic Forms. Name of the chapter: The Dramatic Monologue. The dramatic monologue is a kind of poem not related to the regular acted drama, which is quite distinct literary form. It is a single comprehensive speech of a character who is not the poet himself. He utters the entire poem at a critical moment in his life to a silent audience of one or more persons. The speaker addresses and interacts with the listeners but is never interrupted by them. Whatever they say or do is hinted only through the speech of the speaker. Since the dramatic monologue deals with the most crucial moment in the life of the speaker, it plunges headlong into the crisis at the outset. As such, it has an abrupt and arresting opening, suggesting that the present situation is a continuation of something that has happened before. In the dramatic monologue, the character is generally imaginary or historical, who reveals his doubts, reminiscence, strange experience, puzzle, the soul's history in a moment. He unfolds his temperament, mood, and attitude unintentionally during the course of his utterance. Thus, the dramatic monologue is the best instrument for the expression of the inner thoughts and motives of the character. It analyzes his mind. Hudson points out, it is essentially a study of character or mental states of moral crisis made from the inside. Thus, it is predominantly psychological, analytical, meditative, argumentative. The dramatic monologue endeavors to project the image of the speaker through a study of the varying self. Therefore, his mind sways backwards and forwards at will. The past, the present, and the future converge at the arrested moment in the present. Like drama, there is nothing ordered and rationally arranged in it. Owing to this telescoping of time, the monologue has the unity of impulsive thinking rather than conscious. In dramatic monologue, life's reality is kaleidoscopic rather than panoramic. In English literature, Robert Browning is a superb master in handling this form. His famous dramatic monologues are The Grammarian Funeral, Rabbi Ben Ezra, My Last Duchess, The Last Ride Together, etc. Tennyson's Ulysses and Eliot's The Song of J. Alfred Prufrock are also worth mentioning here. While dealing with the dramatic monologue, it should be noted that it is an objective form or the self-portrayal of the personality of the supposed speaker. But sometimes the character chosen by the poet becomes his mouthpiece and presents his own philosophy directly or indirectly. The dramatic monologue differs from the aside, although both are addressed to an audience. The aside has a strictly dramatic function and is usually a short speech glimpsing the character in a fleeting mood, whereas the monologue is lengthier and more extensive in its range of both thought and emotion. The dramatic monologue is also different from a soliloquy. Though both are self-analytical, the soliloquy is more introspective and meditative. It is a speech by a person when he is all alone, a sort of private debate, a dialogue of the mind with itself. On the other hand, the dramatic monologue is addressed to someone. In it, the speaker, while talking about himself, reveals not only his own character, but that of others. It is also more extensive than the dramatic lyric. Though both have unity of mood in the monologue, the intellectual element predominance and emotion is often embedded in a mass of argument, while music is overwrought with the speaker's subtle thinking. This chapter is now over. Thank you.